What's up, guys? This is episode 3 of Two Clowns and a Goat. TC, you ready?
I'm more than ready.
All right, let's get into it. We're going to start off with sports?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's do it.
So, when I started writing my notes for this week, it happened on Sunday night. Maybe it was last Friday. It was the first day of the playoffs, and just watching it, I noticed it because it stuck out. Because I was watching the game, it was the Pelicans game,
yeah.
And there was just one thing different. But I didn't judge it then. It just kind of stayed in the back of my mind. And then each consecutive game with the Pelicans, I noticed it. And you didn't see it in any other NBA playoff game. Anthony Davis wears an undershirt under his jersey. And I don't know why. Like, because he is one of the scariest looking people I think I've ever seen. And like, he looks so much bigger and stronger than every other guy out there. And he's just running around wearing an undershirt.
You know, that's like one of those things where you don't notice it until someone points it out, and now I won't be able to notice it.
Yeah, you can't not notice it.
It's like when I say, you can always see your nose. And now,
oh
my
gosh.
Now I can't stop looking at it. That's a very good observation, sir.
Thank you. And
I don't know what it means.
I don't know what it means either. And I don't know, like, maybe he just has really bad chafing, and so he's just always got the undershirt on. But then that kind of takes away from his, like, dominance. Like, oh man, he's really good, but
maybe he's, like, really sweaty. And he wants to get kind of like a grip in the post on the other person's skin.
That's
maybe?
Not a bad theory.
I don't know, though.
But so I was thinking about that, and it just kind of led me, like, why are all NBA jerseys wife beaters anyway? Why don't they have sleeves?
It's got to be for mobility.
If it's for mobility, why don't football players cut the sleeves off?
Well,
it lowers
football players definitely wear undershirts.
That's true, but they also have pads on.
Yeah. Why? Maybe it's just to see the muscles.
It could be.
I don't know.
It was just weird. I was like,
I don't know.
And
I want to say that in the NBA, you use your arms more and you need more mobility, but I don't think that's true now that I think about it. I don't know.
It's a twister. But
I have no idea.
Just like, because I'm one of those people that doesn't look good in like a tank top. Or if I was in the NBA, I wouldn't look good in NBA. Like, I'd have to wear the undershirt, too. So, like, I kind of identify with him. But he's just, like, I can't imagine. Like, I wonder if people make fun of him. Like, if his players are like, have a nice undershirt.
I bet they did it first. And now they accept it.
Because now he's
good. When was the last time that you wore a tank top?
They handed him out for a yearbook club, like, 2 years ago. And we all had to come and wear a tank top to premiere.
See, that's not good for you because you got all that hair going on.
It's not.
On,
I put
it's
like
spilling out. You got to cover that up.
I put it on. I was like, I can't wear this. So I had to put on an undershirt, put the tank top back on, and I walked out of the house. I still felt uncomfortable the whole day.
I haven't worn a tank top in. I used to have one in probably third grade.
Is there a better word for it? Because just calling it a tank top doesn't feel good.
I think it's a tank top. I think that's the only word. There's a tube top, but I think that's for girls.
Tank top, wife beater.
I prefer wife beater.
I honestly do too, which is a little sad.
But here's the thing. I think wife beater only applies to the white tank top.
Really?
Like the Hanes brand basic white tank. That's the only wife beater I think. Do you agree with that?
It makes sense.
I think it's true. Okay. What are you thinking about the NBA playoffs so far?
There has not been a better series. Okay. So first off, Dwayne Wade was back. And then he was not back in the span of 3 days.
Yeah.
So the game on Monday night was incredible. He was so you just love watching like history get made when Dwayne Wade like reverses age by 15 years. But so the game last night was probably the most frustrating game I've ever watched because
I was loving it.
You were loving it?
I was loving it, but continue.
It was great because I mean it was awesome. There was fouls called constantly. Didn't make any sense. But Dragic is great.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. So that he had like 24 points in
midway. You talking about the Heat 3-point shooter?
Yeah.
Dragic.
Dragic. He had like 11 points in the first half. He had 11 points in
the third quarter. He's very solid.
They took him out with, I think, 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter, in the third quarter.
Okay.
For Wade.
Yeah.
And he did not come back in until 8 minutes left in the fourth.
And then he hit a three, I believe.
Yeah. So I didn't, like, he was literally their entire offense. They took him out of the game. But, so 6 minutes left in the game, the Heat are down by 5.
Yep.
It's 9:45, and I have to go get dinner before Chick-fil-A closes.
So you've got 15 minutes there.
So I run over here, I'm waiting on my nuggets to cook, I refresh the page, and the Heat have already lost by like 18 points.
Landslide down the stretch.
As soon as I left, it just, I don't, like, what happened?
Okay, so I turned it on in this, probably the start of the fourth quarter is when I put the game on. Now, a little background. I don't think I've told you this. I have a bet going, a three-way bet with Vishal, Rohil, and Arnav.
Okay.
And this started back at the trade deadline, I believe in January, when the Cavs blew up the roster. Remember that? And they traded for Clarkson and all those other dudes that showed up.
Yeah.
Okay. That day, I said, this is a panic move by the Cavs. It's over. LeBron's run in the finals is done. And it may have been I may have rushed to conclusions.
A little bit.
Because then they turned it around, like, down the back stretch near the All-Star break. And all I heard from Arnav for months is, Kevin Love's back. He's a walking double-double. Playoff LeBron's here. Just a little text every day.
Okay.
I think the Pacers are winning this thing.
Oh, my gosh. Come on.
Anyway, so... Anyways, back to the Sixers.
We'll get back to that.
Back to the Sixers. The reason I was cheering for the Sixers is because I think that they match up amazingly with the Cavs.
They do.
So I'm pulling for them, and I'm pulling for the Celtics, but mainly for the Sixers because I think they could go to the finals this year. I think that's my best chance of winning this bet with all those fools and shutting Arnav's mouth up. It's going to be incredible. So here's what happened in the game. It was very close, the entire thing. The Heat crowd was into it. And all of a sudden, Embiid and Simmons just physically took over in the paint. The Heat couldn't get inside. They couldn't score a bucket. They couldn't get into the rim because Embiid is just so big and physical. And they've got – the Sixers have that white three-point shooter, like Ilyasova or something.
Yeah.
He lit it up also down the stretch.
It just blew my mind. I could leave for 15 minutes, come back, and they lost by 18 points. But Hassan Whiteside – one of the biggest waste of money, I think, in Heat recent history.
Yes.
He came out and said, oh, I play better when Embiid's on the court because I match up with him better. And then he's had 11 points in three games, and Embiid scored like 24 last night in the first game back. With a mask on.
Yeah. The Heat are in big trouble. I don't think they win another game.
I don't think so
either. I think it's going to be a 4-1 series to the Sixers. And they're going to move on.
It's been the best series so far, by far, like out of all the playoffs. The only other close one is the Cavs-Pacers games. And even those,
Cavs-Pacers is good.
It's been too
I haven't seen any of the Jazz-Thunder, but I've heard that's been a great series.
Yeah, so they showed the first game, and then like the past two games have both been on NBA TV.
Yeah.
What's the point of having a playoff game if I can't watch it?
Where do you get NBA TV?
I don't know.
Where do you even sign up for that?
I have no idea.
I didn't know that was a thing until the playoffs started.
I guess it's like their NFL network, but no one ever advertises it.
Yeah, and NFL Network is now like starting to become free for just normal packages. Yeah. This NBA TV thing's a joke.
So, dumb move by the NBA. But you are a LeBron doubter. I could just hear it right now. I'm here to tell you, it's not going to work out well for you.
Okay, here's my take with LeBron.
Okay.
Hated him in Miami, like everyone did. Loved him when he led the comeback for Cleveland, 3-1 against the Warriors. I'm now a LeBron fan. I guess you can call me a fan. I'm a supporter.
I'm a fan.
Okay. Until this bet I made. Now I fully understand that we need LeBron in the finals to have a good series.
Right.
Because if someone else is in there other than him, it's going to be a butt kicking. Oh
yeah, definitely.
So I'm fully aware we need LeBron in there, and deep down under all this money, I'm cheering for it. But on the outside, I gotta cheer against him
for pride.
For
I understand.
Pride. For pride.
No, but did you see game two on Wednesday night?
Which series?
Cavs-Pacers.
Oh, yeah. Incredible.
It came out and scored the first 13 points, the Cavs' first 16 points.
Yeah.
Like, when he is in his game mode, it's insane. Like, there's no one can match him. No.
There's no stopping him. That game was incredible. The Pacers slowly climbed back in. They had a look. They had a shot from three, down three, with like 8 seconds left or whatever, and he bricked.
Yeah.
But that was on the road. They got the job done in Cleveland. They just needed to split one of those.
Yeah,
they needed to get one. And here's the other thing. LeBron put up 46.
And they won by 3 points.
He went absolute Super Saiyan. Beast mode, LeBron. And they only won by three.
Yeah.
They're in trouble.
And I think Kevin Love hurt his thumb.
He did.
I haven't seen anything else about that.
I haven't either, but I...
knowing LeBron's playoff luck, it'll probably turn into
I
gotta get my hand chopped off. Now the finals. So
who do you have in the finals?
It's Cavs Warriors.
You think Cavs are still going to make it?
Yeah. I think what I really want to see, I want to see the Thunder make it. Just because I love watching Russell Westbrook play, and I hate that he always ends up going out, like, second round.
Yeah.
But I think the Rockets are fake.
Are fake news.
Yeah.
Oh, Playoff Harden is a joke.
Okay. When did he get the nickname Playoff P? Do you know who Playoff P is?
No.
It's Paul George.
What?
Not heard of Playoff P? After the
He's not good enough to get that nickname.
He had like a good series or a good game, game one.
Yeah.
And Playoff P, it's Playoff P. I never, like, what? Oh, it's Paul George? And then suddenly that's his nickname. And then he went out and reverted to the normal Paul George. And
Paul George has never won a big game in his life.
No. He's lost several.
There's no reason he deserves a nickname that has the word playoff in it. I'm sorry. I'm out. I'm out on that. How's Melo looking?
He's just been invisible.
Really?
He looks good.
That's good.
I think all of them, I think I saw a stat, they were like over 18 in the fourth quarter last game.
Yeah.
But that's not Melo's fault. If they're all going over 18, then, you know.
So we're most likely going to get, I think the Thunder will pull that one out against the Jazz.
Yeah, I definitely do.
I think they will. But the winner of that series plays the Rockets, correct?
Yeah. And
I think Rockets-Thunder could be a good series.
I think it will be. I think the Rockets are going to, because they're not playing great right now.
Yeah.
They're playing just enough, good enough to win. They're going to go against the Thunder, and both teams are going to turn it on, like, full jets. They're going to look amazing. And then whoever comes out of that is just going to lay an egg against the Warriors.
Yes! Think about how lucky the Warriors have been. The year they're not the one seed, they're the two. Where they're going to get the Pelicans, they get the horrible Spurs, and then the Pelicans. Yeah. It's a joke.
And Pelicans aren't bad, but it's the Warriors. You're not gonna
if they had Boogie, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe they could dominate, but I think Draymond will do enough on Anthony Davis to slow him down enough.
Yeah, I do too.
I think the Warriors in five probably in that series, maybe four.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be probably Rockets, Warriors, and I fully expect James Harden to blow the series like he always does.
Yep.
I'm not a Harden guy.
I'm not either. So I think the Warriors are going to come out. I think there's no one really in the East. I think probably if anyone's going to challenge the Cavs the best, it's going to be the 76ers.
Unless the Pacers get it done.
It's just, I don't know. I don't buy it. Like, I think they're too young. They still go out, like, both times several teams' offense reverted to run down, shoot a three. And then it was the 76ers remembered, oh, wait, we can actually pass it. Because they're incredible at moving the ball around. Yeah. But I don't know. I never battle against LeBron. Just don't do it.
Okay, let's go over this matchup. Sixers-Cavs. Who are the Cavs putting on Simmons? LeBron?
It's got to be. I don't think there's anyone else that can athletically match up with him that
Who are they putting on Embiid?
It's going to be
Love?
I guess Kevin Love. You put
Kevin Love on Joel Embiid? It's game over. It's over.
I mean, that's true. You could swap it. It's over. I don't know.
It's not happening.
Tristan Thompson.
Oh,
there's another huge waste of money.
He won't see the court the rest of the year.
I haven't watched any, like, the full Cavs games, any of the games, but I'm not entirely sure he's been on the court at all.
I don't think he has. I think they're punishing him for what he did to Chloe. I really think they are.
Adulter, sit the bench.
All right, so the bracket on the East, we got Cavs, Pacers are 4-5, correct?
Yeah.
So they'll play the one seed.
Yeah, whoever comes out of the
The Cavs are gonna have to play Boston.
Which shouldn't be that hard.
You think?
I don't think. I mean, Boston,
they look good. Even though they're playing the Wolves.
They're playing the Wolves. Is any team more disappointing than the Timberwolves?
They have a sick roster.
And they come
out. Look at the roster.
And they can't do anything.
Why are they so bad?
I don't know.
They have Cat.
They have
Wiggins, Jimmy, and their point guard, I think, is D. Rose and I don't know who their point guard is.
I don't remember.
No, Teague.
It's literally like,
it's Teague, isn't it?
He's on there. I don't know if he starts or not.
They should be good.
They should be good.
And they're awful.
So weird.
They're awful. All right, so we'll get Cavs and Celtics. The only reason I could see a Celtics win there is Brad Stevens.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Brad Stevens guy.
I am too, but they don't have the firepower. Not for a seven game.
If they had Kyrie and I think Marcus Smart is coming back, but he may be hobbled. I don't know what. He's got something wrong with his hand, I think. But if they had Kyrie and they had Gordon Hayward.
Oh, yeah. Well, it'd be they could be this season.
They could be in the finals. I could see them in the finals next year.
Yeah, I could too.
But we'll see. And then we'll get Sixers versus the... Toronto?
Yeah.
Toronto.
I forgot that series is going on too. See, it's just so hard. Playing?
I haven't even watched any of that. They're the two, right?
Yeah.
They're playing the...
This just shows you how much we like don't know about the NBA.
Here's my thing with Toronto. I always mix them up with Portland. I have them like combined in my head. So I think Drake is training for Portland. I'm like, no, that's Toronto. And then I'm like, wait, Damian Lillard is on Toronto. No, wait, he's on Portland. It's like Northern irrelevant teams with the same colors. They get mixed up every single time.
So if you who are you like any team right now? Who would you want to see win the most? Do you have a favorite?
I'm pulling for the Sixers.
Pulling for the Sixers, okay.
How about you?
That's fair. I'm pulling for the Cavs.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think the Warriors will win the finals.
Yeah, I do too.
In four or five games.
It's sad, but there's nothing.
And I think they'll rock the Rockets also.
Okay. Well, let's go on to the NFL. All
right, let's do it. Because
we had a big day yesterday. Schedule release.
I am so amped up, dude. I spend probably half my day now just watching like NFL highlights, getting amped.
That was I went back through. I was watching the best 100 plays from this past NFL season.
Oh, yeah. I could spend hours on YouTube just watching highlights. I watched an Aaron Rodgers video today, like all of his red zone touchdowns in his career. There were like 150 of them. It was great.
So I was on Twitter after the schedule got released, like officially.
Yeah.
And the first story I saw was from, it was the official NFL tweeting one of their articles, the 10 easiest schedules in 2018. Packers were on there.
No.
And I was...
It's wrong. It's false. That's
one of the most ridiculous things I've ever read.
It's false. Our strength of schedule is the hardest.
Yeah. And just looking at it, I don't see anyone could say, oh, that's a really easy schedule.
We have the hardest strength of schedule. I don't know what they're writing about.
I don't know how the Packers are going to win.
We have a stretch. Games. I'm very worried. We have a stretch right in the middle. Right in the middle. Where we go to LA to play the Rams. To New England. To Minnesota.
At Seattle.
To Seattle.
Yeah.
And there's one more in there, I believe, too. It's brutal. That's it. And then we have the Falcons. Yeah. If we don't come out
hot. And the Falcons.
If we don't come out hot, we're in huge trouble.
Oh, yeah. Because that's at least, like, three different division champs on your schedule right now.
Now, we do close out with the Bears, Jets, Lions. So, especially that second-to-last game, that's really going to be a cakewalk over your Jets fools. Unless Baker's there, then maybe that'll be an interesting one. But I'm very worried, dude. I'm very worried. Oh, that's it. The 49ers we have to play in that.
Yeah, you got to play them too.
On Monday night. That's Jimmy G, Sherman. That's not good. I don't like that.
Like, that's potentially a 6 or 7 loss schedule right there.
Yeah, we could easily be 9-7.
And it's not even like that's how bad the Packers are. That's how good those teams are supposed to be this year.
Here's what I'm really, really excited about. So, I'm sure you saw the Rodgers news. Yeah, you did. You sent it to me. You got your popcorn ready about how he's upset with the organization. I don't know if you watched his press conference that day.
I shockingly did not.
It was amazing. It was 18 minutes of pure gold. Now, he's upset that they got rid of Jordy.
Right.
He's personally upset about it.
Understandable.
But he trusts the process in his own words. He trusts the process. He knows his job. He knows his role. He knows that the front office does their job too. He's totally fine. It was totally fake news. Did you see what he tweeted?
Yeah, he tweeted, make sure there's like something about headlines or...
Add some more clickbait headline. Or make up some sources, some unnamed sources. He's fine. And a report came out that said he's hungrier than ever because of this collarbone and because it's now been 8 years since the Super Bowl run. He's
such a long time.
He's about to elevate his game. He's winning MVP this year as long as he doesn't get hurt, which he won't. He's winning MVP. You can lock that. You can put it in the vault right now. You can put a lot of money on that right now. Trust me on that. He's winning MVP. He's going to elevate his game. I think we go 13-3 even with that schedule.
That's bold.
I think we get the first or second seed. And I think we're going to the Super Bowl this year.
Okay.
Because we have the Dalai Lama on our side.
Is that what that is that picture you keep sending of that Indian guy?
The Dalai Lama.
Is that actually the Dalai Lama?
That's him.
Interesting.
Rod just met him last week or 2 weeks ago. Huh.
Did you know, fun fact, it's illegal to be reincarnated in China? Because that's how they try to control the Dalai Lama. If someone comes up and says, oh, I'm the Dalai Lama, they said, oh, are we going to give you permission to be reincarnated? And they take him away to jail. It's a fun fact. So,
you know how they found the like find every Dalai Lama? Like, this is the 14th Dalai Lama. I watched a documentary one time. You know how they do it?
No, I don't.
So, like when this Dalai Lama dies in 20 years or whatever, like, this council of Tibetan monks gets together. And they go search, like, the Western Chinese rural hillsides, Tibetan plateaus. They walk on foot through these villages, these, like, totally cryptic and small villages. And they go up to newborn babies. And they select the next one. Like, and they say, no, that's not the reincarnation. No, that's not the reincarnation. Until they find the one, they're like, there it is. He's the reincarnated one. And then they pick him. They grow him up as the Dalai Lama. Very interesting.
It's not bad. I almost want to say that's how the Jets should pick a quarterback, because it seems like a better decision process than what we have now.
I'm really starting to think that Baker's ending up in New York.
Everything. See, the only thing that scares me is the consensus is we're taking Baker. And so I've just been trained not to get my hopes up for one thing, because it's not going to happen. And now my hopes are like sky high for it.
He's going to be so good, dude.
I'm going to be at an all-time low on Thursday if that's not what happens.
I think it will, though. I really do, because I think the Giants are going, I think they're going to go running back or trade out. Oh, that's what I got to tell you. Daniel Jeremiah went on Rich Eisen's podcast yesterday or the day before. He said there are rumors swirling right now that the Bills are going to move up to 6 with the Colts, who are looking to move down and rebuild that entire roster and just accumulate picks, and then use that to launch up to 2 with the Giants, which should worry you.
Because they'll take Baker.
They could take Baker. I don't see them taking Rosen. For some reason, he just doesn't seem like he's going to fit in at Buffalo.
I don't think so. And worst case scenario, like, Darnold's gone, Baker's gone. That leaves us with Rosen or Allen. And between the two, I think everyone likes Allen more.
That would be a disaster.
That would be a disaster.
I'd rather have Rosen.
I'd rather have Rosen too.
But lately, everyone's been saying Rosen's sliding out of top 10.
I know. And I don't know if I fully buy that, but
My thing is this. If I'm the Bills or Dolphins and Rosen's there at 6, if he gets past Denver, they're moving up.
Oh, yeah.
They're moving up.
Why wouldn't they?
Or the Pats might come up and take them.
3 of these 4 top quarterbacks could all end up on the AFC East, which is just really, really weird. But, so I was thinking about this yesterday.
That's a good point.
And of every, like, draft class, there's basically 2 starting NFL quarterbacks
that
come out and solidify themselves. So which 2 is it going to be?
I'm not sold on Rosen.
Right.
I'm not sold on Allen. I'm halfway there with Darnold. I'm sold on Baker.
Sold on Baker.
So here's my pick is going to be Baker and then this Mike White guy.
You're a Mike White guy?
Have you heard of Mike White?
I've heard of Mike White.
He's going to be sick. He's going to be sick. Very intelligent guy. He's from Western Kentucky.
Yeah, I think so.
He went to the Senior Bowl and Mayock put him through a grinder of an like a pop quiz after the game. This dude sees the field and knows concepts and all this stuff. He's got the head to do it. If he hits the gym and makes his throws, he's got the game figured out. The hard thing's out of the way.
Michael White is not a starting NFL quarterback.
I could see him easily going to the Pats and just, like, taking over that locker
room. That's, like, because they would, like, release the rosters for school football games and school soccer games, and you just look through it, and you can tell how scary they are based on their name. Mike White is not scary.
Mike White.
No.
Him and Baker are my picks. I think Darnold could be good, but I don't know. I don't know. I just, for some reason, I got a bad feeling about him.
Yeah. But, so, I saw this tweet, too. So, these are some prop bets they have.
Okay.
Mayfield falling under 6.5 is under 200.
Okay.
Dice under 32.5 is now under 200 as well.
Really?
Yeah. I disagree 100% with the first one. I think Mayfield's gone by the 4th pick.
Yeah.
If that. And I always think Geis, I think Geis is like a high first rounder. I think he goes before 20. Because
is it Geis or Juice?
It's Geis.
I always say Juice, and I heard Geis. I heard Geis for the first time yesterday. I'm like, Geis, who's that?
I think he just found his nickname, though. I'm sure someone somewhere.
I think it's Juice.
It's 100% Geis.
It's not Darius Juice.
It's Darius Geis.
You think he's going top 20?
I do. Because every year,
what
wide receivers and running backs? All right, they shouldn't go this high. They shouldn't go this high. And every year, we're 20 picks in, and suddenly six wide receivers and running backs are off the board.
That's true. That's true. I agree with you there. But this guy played a year.
He played a lot his sophomore year with Fournette injured.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah, he was very good. He was injured a lot this year, and he's still very good.
So you have him in your top 20 to who?
Right. I haven't redone my mock. Right now, I have him going, I think, 20 to the Lions, exactly. But I
saw... You have him going over Sony?
Yes.
Really?
I think Geis is a better starting running back right now than Sony.
Okay.
He's definitely better in between the tackles, and he has more burst.
I've seen a few mocks where Geis goes like 31 to the or 32 to the Eagles, but that's about it. I haven't seen him in any mocks. That's a bold take.
I think the Skins at 13, and then the Lions at 20.
Skins at 13?
I don't think they should. I think they might.
What?
It just seems like, because some team in this range is going to do something stupid that we can't predict. And that just seems like it might be it.
And I'm pulling for it because that means better players fall down.
Oh, it makes it like, this mid-round is going to be so good for all the teams there. There's going to be so many good talent.
So, what if Vita Vea is there for the Skins? You think they'll take...
There's like six or seven other people that should take over Vita V and Geis. They don't have... Like, their corner play sucks. Their safeties aren't great. I don't even know if they have to start it. They traded away Suwak Craven still.
Now, here's the problem with the corners this year. After Ward, the next best is Minka, and he's not even really a corner.
This is where I disagree. So, I think Ward's the best. I think Josh Jackson's good.
Yeah.
The most underrated corner in this draft is Isaiah Oliver out of Colorado.
I have seen him a lot, and I hope he falls to the second.
I don't think he's going to fall the second. I think he might end up being the best corner out of this draft.
Really?
He's very, very good.
I watched one of his highlight tapes. He looked really sick.
He's like he's got like the perfect build for a corner. He's got great instincts.
What do you think about Jair Alexander from Louis?
I don't trust Louisville players.
Okay.
Coming out of college, Calvin Pryor led the college football in interceptions. And he just like, he was built big. He was built big. And so we took him over. Ha ha.
Big mistake.
And I'm not sure he has more than 50 tackles.
He's a bust. Yeah. And Teddy, too, even though he was good. He was good until he got hurt. But
he'll be good at, you know, building up Baker when he gets to New York.
So I've seen a lot of mocks with the Packers taking Mike Hughes. A lot of mocks.
I like Mike Hughes, too.
I think he'll be solid, even though I found out today he has, like, a sexual assault history. He had to leave, like, his previous college.
It's not Green Bay culture.
I don't think we're taking them. I don't think we're taking them.
Okay, so it's a little out there, but I don't know if you saw that article last week about Randy Moss was the only one that convinced Bill Belichick to come to the Halloween costume party.
What?
Yeah, you didn't
I didn't
see, that.
See this.
So I haven't looked at it, but just hearing me say that, what do you think Bill Belichick came dressed as?
This was for Halloween?
This was for Halloween. And he did come in a costume. And
he seems like he would come as like Doc Brown from Back to the Future.
Doc Brown, Back to the Future? Okay.
Like he just shows up, he's maniacal, he's a brilliant, brilliant man.
That would be good. I think he could really pull that off.
What did he do?
I'm about to look it up. I feel like he's one of those people that he came to the costume party. He came to Randy Moss's Halloween costume party dressed as Randy Moss.
You're an idiot.
Can't you just see that, though?
How would he dress up as Randy Moss?
He'd be like, so he's that guy that goes trick-or-treating, he puts on a football jersey, and that's his costume. That just seems like Bill Belichick.
What if he just showed up in his hood?
Oh, that's good.
What if he just showed up in his hood? I mean, could you really expect anything more from him?
No.
That's all he wears. Ever. Now, I could see him dressed as Palpatine.
Ooh, okay.
He could be dressed as Palpatine.
He makes such a good Palpatine.
Oh, it'd be,
that's a good
it'd
call.
Be stellar. It'd be a stellar Palpatine.
He was a pirate.
A pirate?
He was a pirate.
That's disappointing.
That is disappointing.
That.
I really want to see that. Just
I can't believe he
went. Right there.
I can't believe we went to Randy Moss's Halloween party.
I can't either.
That would be a wild party to be at. I'm sure there were all sorts of people there.
I'm sure. I wonder if Brady came. I wonder if Brady came. I bet he didn't go.
He didn't.
He's
come.
Not a Halloween guy.
Brady's, he was too busy drinking spinach milkshakes and kissing his kids. He doesn't have time for Halloween.
Okay. So I had one more thing for the NFL. This was a rip alert. So rip Brandon Marshall. Because I think you saw, he went on Twitter and told Dez, sorry, little bro, we don't have any room. And then 2 days later, he was cut. Presumably to make room for Brandon, or for Dez Bryant.
Brandon Marshall, just his career to me is a joke. And I'm biased because he was a Bear for a while.
Right.
But he started off in Denver with Jay Cutler. And he had that game where he had like 15 catches and broke the NFL record.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, oh, this guy's sick. Then he went to the Bears with Jay, smoking Jay. And he was just like, he never achieved what he was supposed to.
No. He was, which, to be fair, it's hard to do that with Jay Cutler.
Yeah. And then he went to the Jets.
No. Then he went to the Dolphins for a year.
Oh, he
did. A lot
of
people forget about that.
I forgot about that.
And he was very angry the whole time in the organization. Every week he would say something because they wouldn't throw the ball to him.
That guy's a fool.
And then he didn't get into the Jets. And I think had at least like one of the best years of his career. Followed up by one of the worst years of his career.
He will always go down as a nutcase to me. He just has issues. I'm not a fan of him.
So, I'm not... I like him a little bit more because he was like our offense in 2016. But in your mind, because in my mind there's not, is there a difference between Brandon Marshall and Dez Bryant?
I'd say they're in the similar category of way overhyped diva wide receivers. But I'd say Dez is more diva and Brandon Marshall is more moron. Just dumb moron.
I see him.
Dez is, to me, an absolute nut. Like, no control of his emotions. Similar to Brandon Marshall. But I think Dez has been more successful, honestly.
Yeah, Dez has been more successful.
He's had a better career, in my mind. That's true. But Dez will be irrelevant this year. Like, he doesn't have it. He's done.
I see him and Brandon Marshall as basically the exact same player. And if the Giants do out and sign him, all they're doing is pay more money. For first year to go out, maybe get 30 balls on the year.
Did you see that picture that someone made where they put like a Dez Bryant stick figure on the boat picture with Odell and Sterling Shepard and all those guys on the boat 2 years ago?
That's pretty great.
It was so dumb. I don't see him going to the Giants. I don't think the GM wants that in his locker room.
He shouldn't.
No.
They're finally sort of starting to cleanse.
They don't need him.
No.
They have Sterling Shepard in the slot, I think. Pretty solid.
Yeah,
Shepard's so Odell good. On the end. They cut Brandon Marshall. They'll probably draft a guy. They got Evan Engram down the middle.
They have Tavares King on their roster still.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's not bad.
He's not. I mean, he's not great, but...
He's not great, but there's no reason to waste the cap room on Dez. The locker room cancer. Okay. I'm going to switch it up on you.
All right. Let's hear it.
I saw Quiet Place.
Did you?
I saw it.
What did you think?
6.5 out of 10.
What?!
TC,
you kidding?
So a couple things went on in this movie that I need to describe to you.
Okay, let's hear it.
We went to the AMC. Like,
who'd you go with?
Me, Arnav.
Okay.
Rohil's girlfriend, and Ashwin.
Did they all think it was amazing?
Everyone thought it was good, but with little. Let me just get into it
because I was blown away.
Firstly, Emily Blunt. Incredible.
Yes.
Huge fan. I'm all in on Emily Blunt. I'm watching her videos on YouTube right now. I'm a big fan.
I haven't seen her in a movie and being like every time I've come away, I'm like, wow, she was really good in that.
I don't think I've seen her in anything since Devil Wears Prada. Really? And that was like 03 or 04. So, okay, she was incredible. Her birthing scene was amazing acting.
Gosh,
That made the movie for me, that scene right there where she steps on the nail. And I was like, oh my gosh. So that was great. I thought Jim was great. Okay, now here's where things get negative for me. There were a couple moments in the movie where I was like, that makes no sense. That is stupid.
Okay, let's hear it.
You know what CinemaSins are on YouTube?
Yes.
This movie is going to have 200 sins. It's going to have 200 sins. I don't want to hear any argument from you. There were things that I was just like, that makes no sense. Exhibit A. she births the baby.
Yes.
And then the baby doesn't cry at all. Okay, I'll let it slide. Here's what I don't let slide. They go under a mattress in the floor and hide down there. And the baby's now crying. Okay, at least that's real. The creature who hunts by sound and is so good at hearing that you can't even whisper and the monster might be a mile or two away. And is that good of sound, it can't hear the crying baby through a mattress underneath him.
Okay.
So dumb
to me. To be fair, they had the mattress. They'd also sound padded the room.
Oh, gosh.
There was a lot going on there.
I'm not going to let it slide. I was sitting there like, wait, what? How is it not hearing the crying baby? I did like when they put the baby in the box. I thought that was pretty cool.
The box thing was cool.
Here's another part I really just didn't get at all. I thought the corn scene in the silo was silly. You're telling me...
I'll hear that.
You're telling me the girl, the deaf girl, disappears into it, into the corn. She's like about to suffocate. And then her little brother like is able to pull her out.
Okay. See, this is where we get to argue the science and physics of things that I don't think either of us really understand. Have you ever been drowning in a corn silo?
No.
Because I could see how you could kind of like stand, wave yourself up to it. I don't know.
Okay. Here's the problem with it though. Maybe you could. But when she was struggling to stay afloat, the brother was trying to grab her and he couldn't save her. She just kept falling. And then all of a sudden he reaches over and pulls her up like it's a like butter. It was a joke. And here's another thing. The monster comes into the silo and rips out the wall like nothing. Like it was a piece of paper.
Yes, I saw this too.
And then they go in the car.
It couldn't get through the truck.
And it couldn't get through the roof of the car.
Okay, so maybe the silo was more like thin, aluminum-ish,
bent. It's aluminium. That's how Emily Blunt would say it, so let's get it right. It's aluminium.
Aluminium-ish. Like, you know, not like heavy-duty metal. The truck was definitely old. Looked like 70s, 80s. Probably made from actual steel.
Yeah.
A little tougher to get through. Maybe the monster was just playing with him.
I mean, you're not wrong. But a monster like that, to me, is getting through a steel roof with ease. Here's one. Okay. If we let all the CinemaSin slide.
Yes.
Which started popping in my head for a little bit. Here's my main issue with the movie. And it's any movie that does this, I'm not a fan of. The dumb girl. The dumb young girl who causes all the problems because she's emotional.
They went over the top with that in this one. That was...
Oh my gosh.
My biggest take, like, coming out, I was like, I hated that girl.
The girl was awful, dude.
Everything she did just got on my nerves.
I was like, your dad is giving you these ear things to, because he loves you.
And she's just like saying, no, I don't want it. Throwing it away.
She was so whiny. She was so dumb. And I hated it. She wrecked the movie for me.
What? All right. So, because I don't understand anyone's mindset. I don't understand what, like, thought process went into this. Her dad and her brother leave for the day. She has a pregnant mom living on the edge of their life, waiting to die. She takes the time out of her day to leave her pregnant mom to do all the work on the farm alone and go run and visit this grave. Like,
it was awful. It was awful. You've seen White House Down?
Yeah.
It's similar to that girl in White House Down.
Yeah.
Channing Tatum's daughter in that
movie.
That's
a good comparison.
It was screaming to me. She looked like her too to me. Just with the dumb face looks. And White House Down, she comes out and waves a flag and like...
What are you doing?
The dumb young girl that moves the plot along because of her lack of emotional intelligence or whatever.
General intelligence.
It wrecks the movie for me. Now, here's the funny part. We get out of the theater, and remember, Rohil's girlfriend Maddie is there. So we get out, and we're talking about what we liked about it or not. And I was like, I hated the deaf girl. I absolutely hated her. And Maddie looks at me and goes, oh, that's my cousin, so I'll make sure I let her know. And I'm like, what? Wait, what? She's like, yeah, that's my second cousin. We don't talk much because she's deaf, but yep, that's my second cousin. So I'll let her know that.
I'm like, what?
So I'm like, what is going on in this world? Like, that is not real life.
Oh my gosh.
That is not real life.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's like, oh man. Why wouldn't she tell you that? Like, oh, hey, my second cousin's in this room.
Exactly. Why didn't she tell me that going in? another thing that happened during this movie, it was a wild experience. Now, this theater is one of those where you pick the seats before you go in.
Yeah.
So, we had five people there, and there was only the front two rows left available. So, we took the second row, but there were two people sitting in between us. So, we had two people on the left, three people on the right, and two random people in between us. Now, these two people in between us turned out to be a couple. And one of the girl of the couple was very, very, I guess the word is belligerent. She was fine for about half the movie. And then towards the back half and things like started getting action-y, she started getting like rowdy. And so when Emily Blunt, and she kept leaning over to Arnav and like whispering in his ear during the movie.
To Arnav?
Yeah.
She was on a date.
Yeah. And Arnav kept looking at me and was like, "Hey." Like, okay, firstly, calm down. So it started getting weird. And when Emily Blunt at the very end pulls out the shotgun and blows the alien up in like from inside, this girl stands up and is like, "That's my girl, ratata." As loud as she can in the movie theater. I was like, what is going on here?
Oh my gosh, that's so weird.
It was weird. So she left her bucket of popcorn, like 3/4 of the way full.
Did you take
it? Just left. Yeah, took it and left. It was a great experience, dude.
So, I didn't have that. My theater experience was like there are very few movies that I've gone to theater in, been like, that was like the perfect movie to see in theaters.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
Yep.
The first Avengers. And this one. Because.
Really?
Like, just going in the movie, like. You know, it's like, you know, the movie, like, you go to movies, it's generally pretty quiet. Like, you have those people kind of like, you can just hear them murmuring.
Yeah.
So, starting off, the movie, you know, it's going. And then that kid dies.
Yeah.
And then from then on, dead silence. Like you could just feel, because I went opening night, it's like everyone was waiting for it. It was all this tension. And then that scene with the nail, like, so she stepped on it, it happened. And then later in the movie, it's like her and the kids go down there. And you see her point out the nail of the boy. But the girl doesn't go downstairs. So she starts walking down. Everyone's like, oh, no, no. And then she does a step on it. And everyone's like, oh, my gosh. And it was just great.
When you go to a horror movie or a thriller and you're in a good audience, it can totally elevate the entire movie.
Oh, yeah.
That's like Happy Death Day.
Yeah, you told me about that.
It was so fun. Like, it was like a 7 movie, but with the crowd, it was like an 8 or an 8.5. It was wild. Now, another, like, theater experience like that, I would say is perfect for theaters that I've seen, is Get Out.
Yes, yeah, Get Out was good, too.
That was such a good one to see in theaters, because everyone was so just, like, excited, and when the girl turns bad, and she's...
Yeah.
She's like, I don't have your keys, or whatever she says, and everyone's like, what?
When TSA shows up at the end.
Yeah, that was so good, dude. But yeah, so, A Quiet Place, 6.5 out of 10. I'm still a fan. I'm glad I went and saw it. I would recommend you to go see it in theaters, but I will probably not watch it again until it comes out on CinemaSins, and I can...
That's really surprising me.
And I'll send you the link.
Wow, so we have two disagreeing movies on in less than a week.
And normally it doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't.
That's weird. Have you seen any other movies?
Nothing I remember, anyway.
I haven't either. I started Red Sparrow for like 10 minutes. And I was like, I'm done with this.
Who was it that was telling us that was really good? Was that Caitlin?
Yeah, it was. I think it was.
Just watching the trailer, it's not my type of movie.
I don't think you would like it. Yeah. It was, for the first like 10, 15 minutes, it was weird. It was weird.
Jennifer Lawrence just kind of fell off, didn't she?
Was she ever on?
She kind of had like the Hunger Games, and she rode that with Silver Linings.
That's true. That's true. And she had one other one. Ever since Silver Linings, though, it's been kind of downhill. Oh, American Hustle.
Yeah, Hustle.
I liked her in that.
All I remember is, I think it was like Christmas senior year of high school.
I think it was, yeah.
She had Joy come out, and I was so pumped to go see that movie, and it was trash.
It's been downhill since that.
It was downhill since that.
I didn't see it. I don't like that kind of movie. Joy, Hope. Like, who are these girls that ride horses? What is this? Like, what destiny?
That space movie with Chris Pratt. Like, all of it just kind of, all of it just kind of fell
You're
out.
You're right, dude. She hasn't had a good movie in a while.
Oh.
But I like her a lot.
I do,
like,
too.
I like her personality a lot.
I want her to do good, but...
Have you seen her Jimmy Kimmel sub-in?
All of her, like, interviews and stuff she does on TV is so much fun to watch.
Have you seen the one where she subs in for Jimmy?
No. Did she do the whole show?
Yeah, so he had a week where he was, like, on vacation, so they had, like, I think Channing Tatum hosted one, maybe Mila Kunis hosted one. She was a guest host for one of the shows.
I'll have to look at that.
Kim Kardashian was on. she's amazing with people, dude. Like, she's got a great personality. I don't know why it doesn't translate to the movies.
I don't either.
Like, I was not a fan of her in Hunger Games at all.
No. After the first movie, like, the first movie was okay, and then the other ones were just garbage. Didn't like
her. Yeah.
And it wasn't just her. Like, there was a lot, but she wasn't
great. That's true. That's true. But the thing with the Hunger Games is once you get through the first movie, there's no more game. Like, the second one, there was a game, but it didn't end. Like, they got pulled out, didn't they?
Yeah.
And then the third one was just absolute trash.
Like, so was the fourth one.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know if I saw
it. I always keep forgetting there was a part two.
I don't even know if I saw the fourth. Actually, I did. I did, but I don't remember it at all. Okay. I have an idea that it was more of like a vision.
I like this. I love visions.
And so I'm playing Fortnite.
Okay.
And you saw how they added like the meteors and the comets?
Yeah.
Because Tilted's getting blown up in like 10 days or whatever.
Oh, end of the season. It's gone.
So I was thinking, now when Tilted gets blown up, is this going to happen live in the game? And then I said, no way. Like, the third season's going to end. They're going to shut down for a night.
And come back with a new map.
Do the update. You wake up the next day, you download it, and Tilted will be gone, and maybe it'll be like remnants of like an asteroid. But then I was thinking, okay, that's what they're going to do now. But in 10 years, here's how I imagine this would go. Everyone across the world is in their game on their server. 100 people in each game. And all of a sudden, let's say at 3 o'clock p.m., across every game in the world on every server, a huge asteroid comes falling down and the sky turns a fiery red and people are mid-battle. They're fighting from anarchy to fatal. From flush to moisty, people are engaged in battle. And all of a sudden the sky turns red and everyone stops everything they're doing. And they look up to the sky and they see this huge asteroid come down and they watch it and a huge explosion happens. And everyone all of a sudden is just bonded by unity and hope. They all run in unison without firing towards Tilted to see what happened. And they get there and they see whatever emerges from Tilted in 10 days. That's what they see. And maybe they explore for a minute or two and then they resume the fighting. It's a madhouse. It's a madhouse until one man's standing. Would that be the coolest thing in the world? That would be
absolutely amazing.
I think, like, if that happened, if they were able to synchronize a live event in a game across every live game in the world happening, I think it'd be the second biggest video game jump, technology-wise, ever.
I agree.
Like, probably from, the first would probably be from 2D to 3D, maybe.
And it's like, every year we're getting closer and closer to that jump. You can just feel it.
Yeah, I think this would be
the second one. There's going to be some new technology, and suddenly, like, we're all going to be playing the same game at the same time.
So now I'm imagining video games where, in the future, live events are happening, kind of like in the Hunger Games, where they're like the game makers are controlling what players do. I don't know.
So kind of going off that, like, my favorite things in video games is when players, like, don't do what they're supposed to do, kind of.
Yeah.
So back in H1Z1, I told you about that. Is that streamer that got that $8,000 donation?
Yeah.
It was in the very, very early days of H1Z1. He called it the Stop the Violence campaign.
Yeah.
And he would go on stream and he would tell everyone if they were on his side to, because in H1Z1 you could like customize your clothes, you take off all your clothes, you put your hands up, and you don't kill anybody. And so he was running around the entire H1Z1 map with like 50, 60 people behind him, all of them with their hands up.
That is sick.
And it was so much fun to watch. They get there near the end and then suddenly one of them just turns traitor and starts like spraying a gun around.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. But
That's awesome.
When was the 18th? Like 2 days ago?
Yeah, what's the
date? Yeah, 2 days ago, 20th. So the 18th was the day it was supposed to, 18th was the day it was supposed to crash into Tilted. it was a post on Reddit, and it was at 6 p.m., everyone queue in a solo with a default skin, and we're all going to, like, destroy Tilted in a memorial. And so there's this video of, like, all these players are swarming Tilted, they're just knocking it down with pickaxes till it's completely flat. And that's how
they all lay down campfires.
Yeah, it was a wake for Tilted. And it's just moments like that. You're like, this game's great. I love it.
It's moments like that where you look around and you say, this world is awesome. Just like, I love stuff like that. It's amazing.
It's like when people start like being creative with this, it's just great.
Oh man, dude. What a game. Absolutely what a game. Wait, so it was supposed to happen 2 days ago?
Yeah, because so on PS4, the people found out that if you dove over tilted in different spots, your controller would vibrate while you were like diving from the bus. And it was Morse code.
For SOS.
SOS 418. So people thought it was 418. I don't know if they...
See, I thought it was... I thought it said SOS, like, D4. For, like, the...
So it gave SOS, it gave the grid.
The coordinate.
And then it gave...
A date. 418.
But maybe... I don't know. I have to relook at the post. Maybe they write it wrong, or maybe it...
I don't know. I still think it's going to happen. Just when...
I do too.
When
the something's got to happen.
It's got to happen. Even if they weren't planning on it, I think that Epic creators would like go online, see all the excitement for it, and be like, "All right, we got to do this."
Yeah,
like we've got to make this happen.
What do you think about getting rid of the guided missile?
I'm a fan.
You're a fan? I'm not. I loved using it.
Well, it's not that I didn't love using it. It's that if you had it at the end, you won the game. It was basically so OP,
especially in squads.
It was just you had to get rid of it. It was just too powerful.
I think because they got 13 seconds, and when they updated it, they reduced the turn radius by 75% and the speed by like 50%.
Yeah.
I think maybe you put those back in and cut it down to like 6 or 7 seconds.
You got to make it shorter and you got to make it harder to maneuver.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I think you're fun. Because like something like that is so creative and fun to use in the game, you can't just take it out completely.
They can always bring it back.
Yeah.
Like maybe for like a week or something, but I think a lot of players complain. I really like what they did with... That you can peek your head out now.
Yeah, because that whole...
That
like,
was stupid.
It was ridiculous. That I was kept so shooting dumb. My stupid little fort every time.
Oh, every time. I hated it. So, I absolutely hated it.
This was yesterday, because I had the battle pass, so I had all these challenges.
Yeah.
One of the challenges for this past week was visit 3 taco shops in one map. And I don't know if you know what taco shops are, because I didn't.
They're very few and far
between. They're very few and far between, so... One of the challenges was land in Haunted Hills and search 7 chests. So I landed Haunted Hills. Oh, I needed one more chest.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even trying to win the game. I was just trying to, I'm just going to visit taco shops.
Yeah.
So I started Haunted. One of the taco shops is at the soccer field, the closest one.
Yeah.
So I go from Haunted to the soccer field. Got 2 kills by then. I go, the gas is on me by now. I go from the soccer field. There's one in Tilted.
There's one in Tilted?
There's one in Tilted. It's like right on the corner across from the clock tower.
Okay.
I didn't know that at the time.
I didn't either.
So the gas is moving in. I run in there. And suddenly it's like everybody and their mother is trying to go to the taco shop. Because there's like 4 different people here. I don't have anything to heal with. I have that new LMG. Have you used it?
It's horrible.
Really?
Not
I was sitting
fan.
There just going like that to everybody.
Not a fan at all.
But so I miraculously survived the onslaught of those people.
Yeah.
Got a med kit. Healed up. Got my tacos. Ran out of Tilted. And then the circle moved over to retail. Where there's also a taco shop.
Nice.
So I just book it straight to retail, trap up the taco shop, sit there, eventually just win the game with 9 kills. But I got all my tacos.
Dude, you're a beast.
And I was feeling it. I was
you are an animal, sir. You're so good at this. I gotta watch you play more.
Dude, like I wish they would make Xbox and PS4 compatible. I don't get how with everything they can do, they can't like I'm sure it's probably just contracts and stuff like that, and I want to just share money or whatever.
But apparently they were going to come out with a cross-platform. Like apparently it's in development.
I wish they'd do it already.
Like, I'm ready for it. I'm so ready for it. You got questions?
Yeah, okay. So
hit me with those hypotheticals.
Okay, so first off, this hit me while I was taking these pictures today. I went and took graduation pictures for my roommate.
Okay.
And girls have a severely underrated superpower that at least, unless, I don't know, I don't have. I don't think most average guys have. Maybe some do. But I can't fake smile. I have it for maybe 1 or 2 pictures, and after that, it's just like this awkward little, like, my mouth open.
It's forced, yeah.
But girls can do it. Like, I think they can do it literally all day and not break a sweat.
Most girls are all about social media and Instagram. And I think that's part of the reason they can.
You think that's it?
They have to try their best to always look like they're happy to get validation.
Putting girls on the hot seat.
Most girls.
I think it's just a superpower. That's my explanation. I think they just, like, they can just smile all day. I can't. I can't do it.
It's a good observation, sir.
Yeah, so figured that out. I also had, so I had, one of my presentations was, I had to go look at a company's social media.
Okay.
And do a bunch of stuff with that. And so I was doing that. And then it was just like a rush. It just hit me. And I haven't looked at it. Does Facebook have a Twitter? Because I was trying to weigh, like, would they? Like, analyze the cost and benefits in my mind.
That's brilliant, sir.
What do you think?
I'd think no.
You think no?
I think they don't.
Does Twitter have a Facebook? I feel like it's more beneficial for Twitter to have a Facebook than Facebook to have a Twitter.
Why do you say that?
Because I feel like if Facebook goes on Twitter, it's like an acknowledgement of, oh, yeah, Twitter's way better. But if Twitter goes on Facebook, they can just make fun of it. But I don't think it works the other way. I don't know. Just in my head, like, I think they could pull that off. I don't think Facebook could pull it off.
I don't think either of them have either. Okay. I think they're too prideful for that. Can you imagine Jack Dorsey sitting there like, oh, let's make a Facebook today.
Facebook does indeed have a Twitter.
What?
How weird is that?
Are they check? Oh, that's weird.
Why are people tweeting at Facebook?
Why don't they Facebook at Facebook?
Well, yeah, why don't they Facebook
Facebook? Does Facebook have a Facebook? Because Twitter has a Twitter.
I have to imagine Facebook have a Facebook.
I've never seen it.
I haven't either.
What would they post on there?
What does Twitter post?
Twitter, like, responds to people tweeting at them.
I guess Facebook...
Like, they can do... Like, yeah, Twitter has a Twitter. I don't know if Facebook has a Facebook.
That's... They do. Okay, Facebook has a Facebook.
Facebook has a...
What? Can you friend them? You can just like them.
What do they put on there?
Oh, well, the data thing. That makes sense.
Okay. That's lame.
This is so weird. Does Twitter have a Facebook? I don't understand, like, for Facebook to go on Twitter and answer questions about Facebook on Twitter, it just seems really counterproductive. Like, if you want to talk to Facebook, sorry, get a Facebook.
I totally agree with you. That's weird.
All right. Well, my app crashed, so I assume Twitter probably has a Facebook. I don't know why they would.
All right. Here's a question for you. How do deaf kids participate in spelling bees?
Okay, well...
Do they?
They have. If someone told a deaf kid they couldn't participate, they'd probably get fired. So they have to be able to.
How? How do you do it? I don't know.
I guess you could have, like, a signer. But
so someone signs a word to them and they have to spell it back in sign. It seems kind of like unfair to me.
Like, I never,
I don't know. I don't know if I'm overthinking this.
New respect for deaf people has just come across me. Like, if someone told me, all right, just sound it out. And I couldn't hear them and I couldn't sound it out.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd do. That's how I spell half my words now. I just sound it out.
Now, here's an even better question. Actually, never mind. That would have been dumb. I was going to say, how do blind people do it? that would have been so dumb. Because I was thinking, oh, well, you'd have to give them the word in Braille. But then I was like, wait, they could just hear it and say it. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
I feel like that's listening to there.
Let's end it right there before we go on the deep end.
Why is 11 p.m. later than 12 p.m.?
Here's a question for you. When does afternoon start? 12:00:00 or 12:00:00:001?
Yeah, listen to that.
that's for our listeners to discuss. All right, well, another great episode.
Yeah.
I'm loving this, dude. Loving this. We'll be back next week with episode 4. Hope you guys enjoy.
See you.
Adios.